Must be Marjorie Taylor Greene. MTG. Wow. Hey, you know, speaking of racism and white supremacy again, January 6th, and watching the Republican Party implode this week, which it's not a good thing because they're imploding further right. You're going to look, Liz Cheney, you know, daughter of Dick Cheney, one of the most evil men I've ever seen, you know, as a vice president. Of course, I wasn't around when Andrew Jackson and a lot of the people that were murdering Native Americans, slaughtering them because they were insecure again, inferior, envious of what? The land, the culture, you know, this cancer culture nonsense that canceled everybody else's culture, wants everybody to be like them. Who wants to be ugly and nasty like you people? I only got 1 day and 5 hours, and I can go back onto Facebook. Well, we should have a pool to see how long I last. We'll take the time that I get back on and the time that it takes for somebody to complain about something I said that hurt their little feelings after they were being, you know, probably racist more often than not is what really gets me going. I got to avoid that stuff if I can.
It's such a cycle, right? Because you end up, they end up attacking and being really vicious and being morally wrong. And then when you call them out on that in a forceful way, then they play the victim. And the cycle just continues.
I can't even say that they're ugly. And that's what I got kicked off for 30 days for. You know, and all you had to do is look at the conversation and see that I was talking about our conversation. I usually don't have any idea what you right-wingers look like because you don't show your faces. That's the best thing about you clowns. We call them trolls, but a lot of them are real people. And they're really, really sitting in their home being so hateful that they have to, you know, say the rotten things they say on Facebook. I just don't see us coming out of this. Not the way. And I think it's the adults that are really incapable of handling this. You know, this whole time, the COVID year, and all these adults are talking about, what about the children? And it's not fair to them. And I spent a lot of time with children over the last year, and they're not the ones that have the problem with it. Adults have a huger problem with not being able to go and do what they want to do. They're just, and I'm going backwards now. But let's go back to the air. We got Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, what's happening?
Hey, you were talking about one of my favorite subjects, Scotty Walker. You know, Scotty left something in the Capitol, and we got to run him down and give it to him, and it's a bill. And the bill is about $1 billion. You know, you round up a little bit, maybe round down, but I guess if he gives us a billion back, we'll let him go. But he gutted our school system. That was a good part of the billion. And then he sold us the beautiful Foxconn deal that, what are we down to, 5 cents on the dollar or whatever? I mean, he left a huge bill.
And don't forget the bill for being sued by the train company for, you know, breaching a contract with High Speed Rail. Would have got us all to Washington and back in the same day. I could be doing that right now.
Well, maybe we should make it $2 billion. What do you say? $2 billion with a train? What do you think?
Yeah, two, maybe, you know, maybe possibly three. But the other thing is, you know, Evers is doing the right thing by making these guys re-up on a contract that's reasonable. How much did he just save us? You know, by not letting these guys, by not letting it get, I think it only cost us $1 billion, right, instead of three?
Well, you've got a wonderful point, but I think we have to have a mandate here in Wisconsin. Republicans, can we afford them? The answer is no. They already got an outstanding bill they haven't paid, and they'll keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. I don't care what it is, but, you know, Scotty had to cut education because you don't want educated people in Wisconsin. Next thing, you get too many educated people, and they look at Scotty and say, what are you doing here? Well, you have no business being here, you know.
They don't even want anybody to be safe. They don't want anybody to have a good job. They want everybody to go back to work and wean us off this, you know, COVID relief and let us take control over it over the governor. They're doing everything to try and put people back out there. So some billionaire can make money. It's not helping Wisconsin. Everything they do is a harm to people that live here.
Well, what they want to do, they want to have rights without responsibility. Gun rights, this right, that right, right not to wear a mask, but they don't want the responsibility that goes along with a gun or goes with a mask or goes with all these other crazy things they want. I don't get it. I'll hang up. Yeah, and more power to you, buddy. Have a great day.
Hey, you bet. And keep blowing in the wind there in the background. Wind is one of my favorites, okay? Hot or cold, if there's a wind blowing out there, you'll find me. I enjoy it. It feels like, hey, where's this coming from? What part of the planet did this just blow past? And then close your eyes and you can see it all at a really fast pace, almost as fast as this hour, right?
Yeah, we're coming up on the hard break here in just over a minute. So.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, so, I was looking at a bunch of stuff and listening to Bill, and we're about a minute away. Hey.
Well, that's awesome. We're halfway through the show, and I'm not even halfway through my material. So, well, you know, again, feel free to call in. I talked to a lot of people while I was on the phone this week, you know, trying to get my business done. And we'll talk about that a little bit when we get back here.